transition into the third hour. You can connect with us on Skype at lrn.fm. And you can do it toll-free as well at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark. And once again, that's 855-450-FREE. You can join us on our website. Just go to freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. You get to create the content of the site. So the stuff that you see there was put there by listeners like you. You submit what you want as show prep and then appears on the upcoming stories page. Must receive a certain number of votes to be promoted to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. So head over there and get interactive as we go to the phones and to you and your thoughts. We got Jeff on the line listening in St. George, Utah to KZNU. Hey, Jeff. Jeff in St. George. Jeff going once. Jeff going twice. I don't know if it's... Hey, there he is.
Hello? Here I am.
We got you. No, it's no problem. Go ahead, sir.
All right. I just wanted to follow up with what you said about how can businesses survive, especially small businesses with everything they have working against them. And I think people, just business owners, if they will really be proactive and kind of stick to their guns, things are just going to go a lot better for them and for everyone in the long run.
When you say proactive and stick to their guns, what do you mean?
Well, earlier you said that, you know, you as a business owner, you know, you don't take it. Like, you don't let them tell you what to do. You kind of have your own style of civil disobedience. And I think everyone, they can do something like that. And maybe, you know, my civil disobedience in my business would be different. Like, that's what I can handle. That's what I can do. And I think everyone can do something. And if everyone is really proactive about doing, you know, standing up, like, the way that they see possible and sticking to their guns like that.
I love the idea of what you're talking about here, of everyone doing that, but unfortunately, they won't.
Oh, and yes, they do. They all do it. They all have some kind of non-compliance.
Cut corners? Sure, I get what you're saying.
But the fact is, remember that 144 million tax returns were filed in a country of 300 million people. So something like just over half of people are actually filing tax returns, and as I understand it, only about half of those people. So you're talking about something over 25%, a little over 25%, maybe 30% of people are actually paying taxes. So the government doesn't need that many people in compliance.
Right. That wasn't where I was going with what I was going to say to Jeff. What I was going to point out is that it'd be great if everyone in business would do some sort of disobedience. And I don't mean behind the scenes with the books. I mean overtly doing disobedience to where they could be targeted for it. They're not going to do that because some people in business are the snitch types who will snitch out their competition. They don't like the fact that you exist as competition, and they would like to use the violence of the state to take you out. Perfect example is the hot dog vendor cart story from, was it Durham, North Carolina, I think it was, where there was a guy who was selling hot dogs to consent, you know, buyers who were consenting to buying them, and one of the other hot dog vendors who had his state permit or whatever, or city occupational permit, got all upset about it and snitched him out to the authorities. So you'll never get business owners to come on board wholesale with doing civil disobedience, because some of them want to use the state. They relish it.
Yeah, and
I didn't mean to rain on your parade. I think it's a great idea.
It was your parade, too. Was that pun intentional?
Which pun? I don't even know.
That they relish it?
Ah, that's a good one. So what were you saying, Jeff?
I think the good's going to pull through eventually. And
I agree with that.
I mean, even bigger than the economy, if people are doing what's right by them, if they're really trying to do that, you know, they'll be happy too, I guess.
Well, I tend to think that, you know, good will win out, and I think that the government at some point is going to crash and burn, certainly
people
the federal
will
government.
People muster up the courage. Don't be such a wiener.
All right, Jeff. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Oh, no. Just thanks for having me on.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, sometimes when they're so put behind the ball it's with all these regulations, it's hard to catch up. 855-450-FREE.
I'm just
trying to think of more funds. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was mine. So the high school school to collect a student's hair for mandatory drug test in Kansas City is where this one's happening.
Ironically, also probably an ingredient in the hot dogs.
A Kansas City high school will begin collecting hair from students to conduct mandatory drug tests. KSHB-TV reports that Rockhurst High School will start the random drug testing during the 2013-14 school year. Our point is, if we do encounter a student who has made some bad decisions with drugs or alcohol, we will be able to intervene.
Right.
Get the parents involved.
Jail.
Get him help if necessary, and then help him get back on a path of better decision-making, healthier choices for his life, said Rockhurst principal Greg Harkness. Apparently, Greg doesn't really know how the state helps people.
Right. We call this help.
Yeah, that probably their idea of help probably is to put somebody in a juvenile detention facility and force them into the court system. And that, to me, is not going to help anybody. I don't think most people would be better off. You know, everybody that teenagers that have smoked cannabis, I was one of them. I don't think I'd have been better off had I been put into any kind of governmental program.
I think the whole country would have been better off if it had Barack.
Had he been caught?
Yeah, sure.
Well, he certainly wouldn't have ended up as president.
Right.
But I don't know if whoever would have replaced him would have been any different. I mean, if it hadn't been Barack Obama, who got elected in 2008, and let's say it was Hillary Clinton.
I wonder who it would be, because it wouldn't be Bush. It wouldn't be Clinton.
Oh, you're talking about if all of the politicians whoever did drugs got caught? Yeah, that would be interesting. Well, there would be somebody that would seek power who hadn't done drugs.
Sure, of course.
Be surely
terrible people.
I don't know who they are.
Sure,
because I mean, who hasn't done drugs?
Right.
And when I say drugs, I mean all drugs. I'm talking about alcohol. That's a big, big, big drug, and it's a hard drug. So I it's not fair for people to leave alcohol out of that discussion. And I bet if you talk to politicians, you'd find that every single one of them was a drug user.
Yeah. And any
most.
I mean, a lot of people will argue that food is a drug. So you know. Then you start getting really into the drug. Because any chemical substance that you put in your body that alters your body in some way.
It's true.
I heard the argument the other day, and I don't know if I was hearing it on this show, but somebody was arguing that water is a drug. If you don't, you know,
you can overdose on it. That's
well, you
true.
Can overdose on it, and it, think about, you know, if you don't drink water for a certain amount of time, and then, you know, you go.
You're water dependent.
I believe it was Daryl Perry that was arguing this, but go 24 or 48 hours without water and then suddenly have yourself some water and see what that does to your brain. You know, how good you'll feel after feeling so horrible, being deprived of water for that amount of time, then suddenly you drink water and you've got this effect that
I think it's a stretch, but some people can make
sure.
Sure,
it's a bit of a stretch, but, you know, it is affecting your chemistry for sure.
According to the story here, KSHB-TV is reporting that the school will collect 60 strands of hair from the student. Are they actually going to count? And a test for several types of drugs, including marijuana and cocaine.
If it's a government program. What do you think? Are they getting paid by the hour? They're going to count.
If a student comes back with a positive drug test, the student will have 90 days to get drug-free. KSHB reports the file will be destroyed for a student who tests positive after graduation. That's written in a strange way. The file will be destroyed for a student who tests positive. They'll destroy the file after graduation, and colleges and universities will never know about the failed test. Presuming, I guess, that
now,
means if they get
but
clean.
What happens right. when they feel like doing that? You know, government programs are anything but, you know, they creep.
They change.
They get, you know, mission creep. That's what they do. Now college is going to want to know that information. Now we have to share. We need a task force nationwide to share this information among educational facilities, correctional facilities, job providers. Everybody needs to know.
Don't worry, parents and students. They've trotted out Matthew Brocato, and he's the school's junior class president, and he has some things to say about this mandatory drug testing. He thinks it's a good idea.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. You can take control here. Invading privacy of school pupils. That's what's going on. That's the proposal in Kansas City. And there's no reason why this won't be coming to a government school near you. And by the way, the hair drug test, far more effective at long-term detection.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. Year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. The scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features and corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. You know, how many other invasions of your children's privacy are you going to stand for until you finally decide to get them out of these government schools? We're talking about hair drug testing that the schools in Kansas City, Missouri, one of their high schools, will be implementing. You're welcome to comment. Maybe you support this. Maybe you think it's a good idea. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you here, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and you can get interactive in a variety of ways. One of them is our mobile site. You can get tuned into our live streams. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband streams, and they're all free over at m.freetalklive.com. Now, if you do end up, unfortunately, the victim of a school drug test and placed inside the legal system, you might want to know a thing or two about how it works.
Yeah, if you don't know anything about how the legal system works, you're fighting in the dark, sadly. Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people who don't have, you know, the money to spend on an attorney, whether they have it or not, or don't want to spend the money on an attorney. It's a course for people who don't have an attorney. It teaches you how to use the court's rules. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. You need to know how to be able to make motions and move the court and make objections, these kind of things. It will allow you to do that. It works, as a matter of fact, around the world in any English common law court. It's howtowinincourt.com is the website. It's written so the average eighth grader can learn it over the weekend. Their brand new website has all kinds of free tools. You can go there, use the free tools, buy the course. The course really doesn't cost that much. It's like an hour with any good attorney. It's howtowinincourt.com. When you check out, be sure to use the pull-down menu, mention Free Talk Live, or when you give them a call, mention Free Talk Live that way. It's howtowinincourt.com.
Indeed, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI. I told Freeline, maybe you think this is a good idea. Yeah, sure. Cut off their hair. Test it for drugs. And if they get found to be using drugs like marijuana, then put them in a government program. And if they don't get off the pot in 90 days, then something else will happen. It says here in the story from CBS Local, KSHB-TV has the original report, where it says that the student will have 90 days to get drug-free. And then after that, their file will be destroyed, and the colleges will have no idea that they were cannabis users or whatever drug that they were using. But what if they don't get off in 90 days?
Well, what if they don't do what they say that they're going to do? Maybe they'll do that this year, the next year, the next year. But after that, they can always change things.
Indeed. Now, Matthew Brocato has a few words to say. He's the school's junior class president, and he told the Kansas City Star that the mandatory drug testing isn't to punish students who fail. He says when you hear drug testing, you think cops. Ricardo told the Star, at first you're taken aback. Is it for the better? Officials decided to start drug testing during the next school year after a recent survey conducted to their students. What was most alarming for us is that when you asked our students if everyone else is doing it, they said yes, but in fact they weren't, Harkness told KSHB. It's that perception, I think, among teenagers today that fuels the peer pressure. Then there's the idea that everyone is doing it, so I guess I have to do it myself. Well, I know that for me, when I first used marijuana sophomore in high school at the time, 16, maybe I was just in junior year. But anyway, I remember it took a lot of convincing for me. I mean, for me, it wasn't that some of my friends were using marijuana. There were lengthy discussions about it that went on during lunchtime when we would talk about it and, you know, talk about what it was really all about and, you know, what the lies that we were told by the DARE class. And there was a lot of contemplation, I think, that went into that, because I'd been told a lot of lies about it, and I wasn't sure if what
Rise
I was being
above
told,
the influence ban.
Yeah, was that one of the DARE taglines or something?
I don't know. It's like that their new, like, I don't know, where they've got like a kid and some dog talking to him or something.
Oh yeah, it's one of their commercials you're talking about. What were you pointing at? Oh, I see. Yep. You're pointing because there's a Skype call coming in. We'll get to that here in just a short moment.
I don't think that it's the worst idea in the world for a kid to choose not to use marijuana or other drugs while in high school. However, I think that we can all come to the conclusion that some kids are going to choose to do that. And you got to ask yourself, is that, you know, what's the best way to reduce the harm in this situation? And if I told you that in countries where they've legalized or decriminalized marijuana, that the use among high school students has diminished.
That's right. That's right.
Many people would say, well, that doesn't make any sense, and I don't care whether it makes sense to you or not. Why don't you spend a little time looking at the statistics?
Makes total sense to me. It's the forbidden fruit aspect. When young people are told not to do something, they become more interested in doing it, typically. And so parents are also backing the school's decision, according to...
Some parents.
Right. According to Mother Tammy Privatera, she says, quote, "We've had lots of conversations. That's the thing I like most about it. It's opened up conversations around the dinner table with both my boys, and that's been great for our family." Well, apparently you had to rely on the government to have a conversation with your kids about drugs. And that's kind of sad. That's kind of sad.
So, you know, here's the thing. So, there's all these pressure now, and especially in sports and whatnot, for athletes to no longer do drugs. And now there's pressure, there's all this pressure. They're going to test kids in schools and all that stuff. So why yet don't we have mandatory drug testing for all government agents?
Oh, they come out big time against that. Whenever any kind of proposal to drug test government bureaucrats comes out, the government unions are heavily against that.
Well, we shouldn't have government unions in the first place. That's another one that I like, that they're currently trying to combat that.
But that's because government guys use drugs, too, and they don't want to get caught.
Right.
They want to be caught.
Then they would lose their sweet government benefits and their huge government paychecks, which are, on average, higher than their private counterparts, if they actually have private counterparts in the regular marketplace.
I immediately think of the character Doug from the show Weeds.
I haven't watched that show in recent seasons. I heard it's really gotten bad.
Yeah, but you know the character I'm talking about.
He's a former city council member.
Yeah, he's like a city. He's like always trying to run some kind of scheme and to get in on whatever kind of government stuff.
And he's a big time pothead.
Right, he's a big time pothead. But they make no bones about him. You know, his role in government is really just to abuse things. And,
yeah,
you know.
Sponge.
There are plenty of sponges out there.
And finally, at the very bottom of this article, the quote from the ACLU. They believe that drug testing is a waste of time and money. Doug Bonney from the ACLU of Kansas and Western Missouri told the Star that, well, nothing prohibits it, but it is a colossal waste of money. Private schools are allowed to test all students, while public schools are restricted by the pesky Fourth Amendment, which... I'm sure it's only a matter of time before a government school decides to test everybody, and then, would require some kind of a court case to challenge that in some way, shape, or form.
I can't remember what the specifics were as far as it went, but Florida, the state of Florida, decided it was going to test welfare recipients for drugs. And the people that did not pass the test would have to pay for the test, and they would lose their welfare benefits. And this was something that was pounded on by the social conservatives and even the fiscal conservatives over and over, because, I mean, who would do more drugs than a welfare recipient? Little bigotry tossed in.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out that the vast majority of people that were tested had no drugs in their system, including marijuana, and they had to, and so therefore the state had to pay for their drug tests, and it cost more money than the state saved.
Is it still going, that program?
I think that it's over now.
Interesting. You can take control here at 855-453. So yet another reason to get your kids out of the government school before they end up getting caught up in the ridiculous legal system because they decided to smoke a little bit of pot.
The findings were only 108 out of 4,000 people who took the drug test failed.
All right, so more coming up. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition. nation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can bring up whatever's on your mind. All you have to do is dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Where are the features? We provide them to you for free, but if you would like, you can help support the show. And one of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and that's where you'll find links to Amazon, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You click into the correct Amazon for you, and you'll be able to purchase whatever it is you might have been looking to buy. Maybe it's a brand new book or DVD, video game, or office products, baby stuff. Man, they've got almost everything. Even groceries are available through Amazon. And whatever it is you purchase, if you go and start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. So go to shop.freetalklive.com and get your shopping taken care of. Helps Free Talk Live at the same time.
If you believe in the ideas of liberty and you play games online, you've probably wondered to yourself, why isn't there some kind of, you know, sort of liberty-oriented game? There's all these massively multiplayer online, what is it, Johnson, help me out here, though.
Massively multiplayer online role-playing games?
Yeah, that one. There's all those things, and, you know, none of them are really liberty-oriented.
Are they? Okay.
Until mindthings.com. Well, you know, one of the aspects is...
We know that one is, because we know the owner.
Happen to know the guy who sets it up, but, you know, they make the market fair, whereas in any other game, they just create as much of the fiat currency as you're willing to buy with mm-hmm. your dollars or whatever. Not in mindthings.com. They have these virtually mined gold, and that's the goal. It has to be mined, and when it's once it's mined, it's in circulation. So they have this, you know, market that's set up there. It's very interesting. You can play all different kinds of characters there. You can be a merchant who buys in one area, sells in another, you know, makes your gold that way, or, you know, you move by ship or by vehicle. You can be a guard to protect against pirates. You could be a pirate. You could be a highwayman. All kinds of different options. Pilots, too. It's MindThings.com. They even accept bitcoins, Ian. I know you're going to like that.
Yes.
And if you're going to try out MindThings, and I recommend you do. I've been playing it for a while, and it's nice because you don't have to dedicate your whole day to this video game. You can just put a couple few minutes in per day, or you can sink as much time into it as you'd like. But if you try it out, use coupon code FTL, and you'll immediately begin doubling your mining speed. I highly recommend using coupon code FTL, because when I started, they didn't have the coupon code, and so I had to start out much, much lower, because I didn't have the doubled mining speed. So, it's a big benefit. It's MindThings.com, coupon code FTL. It's free. Try it out. See how you like it. MindThings.com.
Dave is on the line in Montana on Skype. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you guys tonight?
Dave, doing good. What's on your mind, man?
Hey, this testing here, the first family should be the first ones getting tested right on TV, then the congressmen and the senators and their families, and we want to see the results, too. We want to know what's inside of them. Mm. And then all the principals and all the cops and all the judges and all the lawyers. Then you get to the students, because the students will be well off if all of them people that I mentioned are okay, that we know that.
Or boy, okay. Too bad it doesn't work that way, huh, Dave? That's a fine idea.
Yeah.
And also, we got 17 states now that has told the feds our people want the medical marijuana. I think the 17 states should be united, and I think the radio stations is the avenue. I'm sure in every one of these states there's a radio station that advocates medical marijuana, and I think that the radio stations could unite the 17 and speak in one loud voice, and that's one third of the United States of America. 17 states is over one third, 1%, over one third.
Wow.
And that's a big voice. It's a big voting block. It's a big, strong movement.
What is it you want to see? The radio stations just, I mean, they've already got medical marijuana in those states. So what do you want them to do?
Unite as one voice and push this miracle plant forward. And give us the liberty, the freedom to plant this plant and show. I have a bill, a $10 bill from 1914, one of the first issues of the Federal Reserve. And on the back of that bill, it has a picture of a hemp farmer gathering hemp. And on the other side, it has a picture of industry. Before they found the oil in Texas and Oklahoma, they knew that hemp and industry would change the world for good. It was a billion dollar business to them back then. They knew that what it could do. Ford invented the engine to burn hemp oil. He knew that he could make the car body out of it, the plastics out of it.
They did that once, right? Didn't they make the car body out of
it? Yep. Hemp? And then the oil guys found out. They got all this oil down there in the Texas. They discovered it. So they went to Ford and they say, listen, you make your engine burn oil, and we're going to set you up with a company that will spit them cars out one every minute. And he changed his engine to burn oil. And then the guy that was this treasurer at that time that signed this $10 bill I got, his son-in-law was hooked up with Standard Oil, right? So them guys go to the government and they say, hey, listen, the farmers are a big, powerful block in this country. They're independent. They grow their own fuel to power their tractors with the extra grain that they grow. They're not part of the banking system. They're getting too rich, too powerful. So to take the farmers' power away from them, they invented prohibition. and made alcohol against the law so the farmers couldn't produce their own fuel. They had to be a slave to the oil companies. And as soon as the oil infrastructure was set up, they released the prohibition on alcohol. And if anybody tells you anything else about prohibition, that it was because alcohol got you drunk or anything, it is crazy. It's because of these oil monsters.
Interesting. I had not heard that story before. It's an interesting story because it sounds very familiar to the hemp, you know, story, cannabis was banned for similar reasons.
Check this out. The same guy that signed that damn $10 bill, his son-in-law was Asslinger. And he's the one that started the DEA. Damn the DEA.
I heard you, brother. Thank you for the passion, Dave. Always appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Well, one thing's for certain, there were certainly people who were, for prohibition because it got people drunk. They were concerned about drinking and the effects on the family.
That's the reason they give for the prohibition, but I think that Dave's got an interesting story.
It's
I mean, the reason
story.
They gave for the prohibition of cannabis was
the same
thing.
Why the government want to do it, and I think that it's a great point.
Right. It's a very similar story, and this is the first time I've heard that, and I totally believe it because it echoes the prohibition of cannabis, where the real reason cannabis was prohibited was because the newspaper guy, William Randolph Hearst, and the DuPont Company were very threatened by the existence of hemp. Hearst had a bunch of money tied up in forestry and investing in forest land so he could have paper to print out his newspapers on, paper made by trees. And the fact that hemp grew a hell of a lot faster than trees and was very hardy and very effective at making paper was a huge threat to him, and also it was also a threat to the textile manufacturer DuPont. They used their political leverage to get that prohibition of marijuana passed, and the public reason for it was because people are getting high. There's black men that are sleeping with white women, and there's people going crazy. And so it's the same story, except with alcohol. It's, people are getting drunk, and it's ruining people's lives, and it needs to be stopped. So there's the public reasons for prohibition, and then the private behind-the-scenes political reasons for it. Totally believe the story.
I think there's truth to the story. It rings true to me in some ways, but I think that there's also, of course, the other side.
Right. There's the side that they use publicly, and then there's the side that's the actual reason
the
politicians did that.
There was a lot more public pressure to outlaw alcohol than there ever was to outlaw marijuana.
How do you know?
Because it's
were you around
American history? It was
they're
easy.
Both pretty huge parts of American history. The marijuana one's still going.
If they would have known it was marijuana was cannabis, they would have never outlawed it.
855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed. Guaranteed. But if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free. All for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements, like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may bring up what you want toll free at 855-450-FREE or connect with us on Skype. To LRN.FM, that would be the Skype username you want to add to your list. We will add you when you add us, and then you'll be able to connect to us. And it'll sound pretty darn good. So connect on Skype to LRN.FM or call us at 855-450-FREE. And you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have on the site for you. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the news updates, listening options. We give it all away. And if you like the fact that we give you those features on the site, then maybe you'd want to become an amplifier. You can do that over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $5 a month, and then we will invest that $5 a month into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations all around the country. We're going to have a cool new AMP t-shirt that we'll be showing off here soon. Johnson has basically finished up the design of it, and we just got to get the picture out to you so you can see what it's going to be like. And we'll also get details at some point on when they'll be available. So we're working on all that stuff behind the scenes, but the gears are in motion. And the idea is that if you become a Free Talk Live Platinum Amplifier between now and whenever we announce the shirts will be ready, that you'll get a shirt on the house as a thank you for the going above and beyond the Call of Duty and amping the show even further than normal. And, of course, the shirts will be available for purchase for all amplifiers as well. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference for us when you amp the show, and it helps us get the ideas of freedom out to as many places as possible. Dave, a moment ago, was talking about how he wanted to have radio stations come together in the 17 states that, have medical marijuana programs. And I don't think that's likely to happen simply because each radio station is out for their own interest.
They need one voice. You need to change all the radio stations to the same frequency.
I don't see that going to be too effective, but on the other hand, you could get Free Talk Live on a whole bunch of those radio stations in a whole bunch of states, and that would kind of bring the idea
of
freedom.
And they should all carry Free Talk, every last radio station.
Or you could do it yourself and start your own pirate radio station and use LRN.FM programming, and then you'll have 24 hours a day liberty-oriented content in
and
your
I
area.
And I think Dave should do that.
It'd be great to be on LRN.FM in Montana.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's continue here in moments.
Valentine's Day is coming up, and candy is an inexorable part of Valentine's Day. And I got to say, It looks like if you give that big red box of candy that you find at the drugstore, it kind of looks like you took the fast and easy way out, which is not
you kind of
really,
did, right?
Yeah, it's not really what Valentine's Day is all about, fellas. The way to look good is to go through statelesssweets.com.
Ooh, yeah.
Because you will get some of the best tasting candy you've ever had. I loved the, we had that pistachio brittle, chocolate covered pistachio brittle that was brought in, but they have all kinds of different stuff there. There's fudge, English toffee, cinnamon caramels. They had these salted caramels too. Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's just so many good things. Each one of them.
And the gluten stuff, right? They got the, like the.
Gluten, they have the, no, they have the paleo and diabetic-friendly options.
Okay.
I'm sure if you talk to her that you can find gluten-free options, too.
Mm.
It's all you have to do is go to statelesssweets.com.
Gotcha.
She's a one-gal operation.
You'll be talking to her, Jillian.
Yep, Jillian will take care of you. I'm sure that she'll take care of it. They've also got memberships, so you can. That might be a really great way to set things up.
Hold up, give a membership.
Yeah, a membership.
Meaning you subscribe to candy?
Yes.
Every month.
Cool. It's like a candy of the month club.
It's
like
awesome.
You know, the beer of the month club. It just comes. Yeah, and so it's a great option. It's a really great
option. That's a cool gift, too.
Yeah. So, you know, this year, be a winner. Be a winner on Valentine's Day. Go to statelesssweets.com.
That's smart.
And you think you've got plenty of time? You're wrong. Valentine's Day's just around the corner. If you want to get the good gift, go to statelesssweets.com.
Well, she's only got
plenty of time.
She's only got so much production time. So I mean, if she's got a bunch of orders, then it's going to get pushed back, and you better get your order.
You're not going to get your reminder close up to Valentine's Day for this one because she stops her ads out because she has to have enough time to make the stuff. This is all handmade.
What's
all
the deadline?
Stuff.
Is there a deadline?
There isn't a deadline, but I suspect.
Get in sooner.
Yeah, you probably should be in by a week ahead of time is what I'd guess.
Yeah.
So get it done now.
I love that subscription idea. That's really original.
I don't know how original it is, but I would not have expected it, so it feels original, right?
I guess I don't hang out in the circles where I would hear of something like that, but that's
well, the Beer
cool.
of the Month Club idea, there's that, and I'm sure that other businesses have come across those ideas. You know, I don't know, maybe you can get the Summer Sausage of the Month. StatelessSweets.com.
Yeah, Stateless Sweets sounds a lot more enticing. $8.55.
I always love the idea of people just handing out Summer Sausages for gifts at Christmas time. Here's a lump of meat.
I was once a member of a Steak of the Month club.
Really?
Well, what kind of steaks did
it was given to me as a gift? Was it like here you go, you're gonna get, you know, steak?
So was it like the different cuts that would come each month? So like a strip, a ribeye, a Delmonico.
It was through, you know, a free plug, I guess, Omaha Steaks.
Yeah,
you know, they have their thing. So it's like, you know, they freeze dry it and it comes in the package. And
I've had from them's been good.
It would be like a different cut of steak, and then they would also like throw in some like burgers or something, you know, or like hot dogs. There were a couple other things like all beef hot dogs, I think, that they threw on as well. So it was good.
So as you may recall, we had Carlos Miller on the show over the weekend to talk about his when he was attacked by Miami Metro Rail security for shooting pictures in the Metro Rail station of the rail. The security agents threatened him and then proceeded to physically arrest him in a very violent manner. And they did some, you know, they hurt him a little bit. He did sustain some injury. And, of course, he's already had a lawsuit against the Miami Metro Rail security for infringing on his photographic rights previously. And now he'll be amending his lawsuit to include this recent aggression. You can hear more about it if you go to our SoundCloud page. You'll see Carlos's picture there. It's one of the more recent interviews we've posted to the SoundCloud at SoundCloud.freetalklive.com. But Carlos has a follow-up story already over at photographyisnotacrime.com. After viewing the video of Miami-Dade Metro Rail security guards attacking me for taking pictures, PINAC, that is Photography is Not a Crime, reader Taylor Hardy decided to see just how much of the law regarding photography at the stations have the guards since learned. It turns out the 50 state guards haven't learned much. But at least they were not nearly as aggressive with him as they were with me. The interaction begins. He's got the video posted here at 4 minutes and 40 seconds in with a guard named Diaz politely asking him if he is recording for educational or personal reasons. The law, which is stated in this piece, is actually contradictory when it comes to educational purposes, but Taylor said he was recording for personal purposes, so Diaz seemed fine with that. But then Diaz goes and messes everything up by saying that he's fully within his rights to record so long as you're not filming any of the safety areas or high-value areas of the train. And what exactly he meant by that is anybody's clue. But R. Perez seems to think this meant the rails in my incident nearly 2 weeks ago. But Diaz allows him to carry on. Beginning at 6 minutes and 15 seconds, as Hardy is upstairs, another 50-state security guard attempts to video record Hardy on his cell phone, but then gets upset when Hardy turns the camera on him. So he can dish it out, but he can't take it.
Yeah.
Make sure you don't put me in your stuff, the guard warns as he lifts his finger in front of Taylor's camera. He then gets on his walkie-talkie and says, Station 2. But when Hardy continues recording, he turns to him and says, Keep me off your stuff, bro. But now Taylor's...
Well, you wanted to record him. Apparently you didn't want him off your stuff.
But now Taylor's stuff is on Photography is Not a Crime. Hardy continues recording him, asking him why it's okay for the guard to record him, but he can't record the guard. The guard then hides behind a pillar, refusing to answer the question. The guard then walks away, threatening to throw Hardy out of the station. Hardy walks back and talks to Diaz again, who tries to de-escalate the situation, telling Hardy that he has the right to record, just not those sensitive areas, which may or may not be those rails that are plainly visible on the Metro Rail's own website. And speaking of websites, 50 states' websites are filled with friendly-looking security guards who don't seem to mind their photo taken. Finally, Hardy ends up talking to a Captain Carbone, who actually knows the law, telling him he can record whatever he wants, as long as it's not for commercial purposes. So obviously, the captains are receiving training that the rest of the guards aren't.
Hmm.
So, update
it's
from
interesting
Miami.
How they fill in their ignorance with nastiness. Hmm. Rather than saying, you know, I really don't know what's supposed to be done in this circumstance, perhaps I will consult the book or my manager,
mm-hmm.
They say, I don't like what's being done here, it is bad, I will stop it. These people are just making up the rules as they go. We right. know because we know what the rules are, and they're wrong.
Well, that one also sounded kind of a little made up there, as long as it's not for commercial purposes. What does that mean? Because guess what? If it's in public, yes, it can be for commercial purposes. In fact, that's one of the first reasons why that law was made, was that it's on public property that it can be for commercial purposes.
Now,
because you don't have to necessarily get a model release form if you're shooting someone in public.
Sometimes yeah. when you'll set up for commercial purposes, you're blocking, like you'll really have a bunch of cameras and equipment. And
like if you were
like
to shoot a
yeah.
model shoot or something
right.
like that in there?
You'd be blocking traffic and foot traffic and stuff like that. And I think you definitely should have some right. kind of permit, and somebody should definitely be compensated for that.
We'll post the video link from Photography is Not a Crime over on our Twitter and Facebook, and it has been Ian with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.